Good morning. Today we have two important questions to complete our topic on Geirus, on conversion. The first one is as follows. When we said yesterday that a goy who accepts upon his or herself all of the mitzvahs chutz midavar echad, but is excluding one, even if it's a derabanan, even if it's a chruma derabanan, the Kabbalah has to be complete and full. What happens if that non-Jew is sincere in the Kabbalah, but knows that there's going to be something that he or she will not be able to fulfill? Is that like a rejection of something because you're really not embracing to do everything, or is that not a rejection? That's not rejecting something. I'm accepting everything, but I'm simply not going to be able to fulfill something. So the Achiezer discusses, what does this mean, chutz midavar echad, that we should not accept a non-Jew who is accepting upon his or herself mitzvahs with the exclusion of something. Hainu b'matne shelo lekabel. That is when they're specifically saying, I am not accepting something. They are rejecting something. Shemuta lo davar zemin adin, that they are saying, I am going to be permitted to do something, even though the Torah says you can't. For me, I'm going to be doing this thing. That is when we can't accept that non-Jew for conversion. Aval b'mi shemekabel alav kol ha-mitzvos. However, if we have this potential convert, this non-Jew who really does accept upon his or herself all of the mitzvahs, rak shebedato lavo leteavon, but they have in mind, they know, I am going to because of my enjoyment of this issue. It's not that I'm rejecting it because I don't hold by it. I hold by it, but it's going to simply be too difficult for me because I enjoy, for example, I enjoy eating swordfish. I'm just not going to be able to. I know it's usher, but I'm not going to be able to. I'm just not there yet. Ein zechisaron bedin kabbalah samitzvahs. That is not a lack in the kabbalah of mitzvahs. Accordingly, we see in this Achiezer that it's a major kula when it says we have a non-Jew chutz midavar echad. It means rejecting something. But if they're not rejecting, they're embracing, but simply know they won't be able to fulfill something. In that situation, we're not going to say ein mekablim osam, that we can't accept them as a ger. That is question number one. Question number two is, how about if somebody converted in front of a reform or conservative, quote-unquote, basing of rabbis, three reform rabbis, three conservative rabbis, or a combination of them? That was a question posed to Rav Moshe Feinstein, and he says in his Igros Moshe, in that situation, Shalaya b'kabbalah samitzvos karai, so we don't have a proper Kabbalah, and also the tefillah in that situation was not in front of a proper basing, it was in front of their wives. And he says as follows, that it's not a kosher gerus. It's not a kosher gerus whatsoever. Why? Because we have this non-Jewish woman. She needs a kabbalah, some mitzvahs in front of a beis din. And a rabbi who is conservative or reform, they are not a kosher beis din. They don't know the halachas of gerus. And even if they do, they don't fulfill them. So that is fatal flaw number one. And fatal flaw number two is v'gam ha beis din shel conservative. If we have a beis din made up of rabbis who are conservative rabbis, hem psulim the beis din, they are not acceptable as a beis din. They are kofrim. They reject themselves the halachas. They reject themselves the fundamentals of Judaism. They violate a number of precepts in the Torah, and accordingly, pashut shena geros sha'asa harabbis. It's pashut that this conservative rabbi did. It's not, has zero value, and that person is not Jewish whatsoever. The conversion has to be in front of an Orthodox beis din that is involved, that witnesses the kabbalah mitzvahs, that is there for the tefillah, etc. And accordingly, the person, if they desire to be Jewish, would have to go through an Orthodox conversion. Have a wonderful day.